KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South African-born billionaire Elon Musk says he's super fired up as Donald Trump returns to power. The 47th US president has already implemented some of the measures he promised in his inaugural speech. Trump set out plans to send troops to the border with Mexico, rename the Gulf, and take back the Panama Canal. He's also promised to tariff and tax foreign countries. Trump also signed an executive order directing the US to withdraw from the World Health Organization, a body he's repeatedly criticized over its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tesla owner Musk is Trump's head of the Department for Government Efficiency.
There's always problems in life. You know, there's this problem, solve that problem, solve that problem. But, you know, there need to be things that inspire you. There need to be things that make you glad to wake up in the morning and say, I'm looking forward to the future.
Addressing a crowd in Washington last night, Musk also says they plan to plant the stars and stripes on Mars.
Can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time?
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. And back home, a governance expert believes the Rangonyeni municipality should pay what's due to its employees in Port Shepstone.
At the end of the day, if workers are owed money that is owed to them, then they should be getting that is what is rightfully theirs. At the same time, the citizens have got a right to demand services from their municipality.
The municipality's locked horns with its employees over issues related to a job grading process and unpaid wages in what's become a months-long strike. The matter's also turned into a court battle. Harlan Kluter from the University of the Free State says the law needs to speed up the process.
If the court must rule on this, we hope for a speedy resolution to this matter so that the municipality can continue with its business of delivering services to the community in consultation with that community.
And over 711,000 fines for various traffic offences were given to motorists across the country in the festive season. Traffic officials impounded over 8,900 motor vehicles in areas where facilities were available. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy gave the official figures in a briefing yesterday. She says officers were out to clamp down on drunken driving, speeding and other violations during joint operations during the holiday period. She says more than 9,500 motorists and over 3,000 individuals were arrested for drunken driving.
A total of 414 drivers were arrested for driving at high speed, five of them for driving in excess of 200 kilometers per hour. The highest speedster was arrested in Gauteng, driving at 245 kilometers an hour in a BMW sedan on the N1 near Honeydew on the 18th of December.
Durban 26, Pietermaritzburg 24 and Richards Bay 28. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Chelsea back to winning ways. Coco Gauff are knocked out of the Australian Open. And the Hollywood Bets Sharks, they find out who they're going to play in the Challenge Cup playoffs.